You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Various artists with Francis and Liam. So you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
Happening tonight at UOA's Unleash Space, Kiwi Jam will be taking Aotearoa's newest and most experienced game developers, designers and artists alike through a whirlwind 48 hours, sipping a project from start to finish. This is the event's 10th-ish anniversary, thanks COVID, and it's the first that is taking place in Whangarei, as well as Otatahi, Otapoti, Te Whanganui o Tara, and of course Tamaki Makaurau. I had a yarn with the Auckland organiser, Zach, about the game jam, its history, and how folks can get involved.
Hi, I'm Zach. I'm the organiser for Kiwi Jam Auckland, and I also help out with some of the national organisation.
So, for a newcomer, how would you describe Kiwi Jam?
Kiwi Jam, when we describe it to people, we talk about it like Aotearoa's gaming community, game developer community coming together. It's all about experimentation, trying new things, and that's both for somebody who's never made a game before. This is their chance to try a new thing, try making a game. But it's also really fun to see veterans come in and get really outside of their comfort zone and make something super cool and interesting. So it's that kind of blend of the industry veterans with the newbies just learning for the first time how to make a game that I think makes Kiwi Jam so special.
And I mean, Aotearoa isn't the only place in the world that does these sorts of game jams. How long has this been running for, considering how prevalent game jams have been across the world before this?
Yeah, so this is Kiwi Jam's 10th-ish year of running. It started back in, I guess, 2013. So the main organizer for Kiwi Jam is Ben Kenobi. They are a fantastic human being, and they launched Kiwi Jam in Auckland in 2013, and it's sort of spread across the country since then. But the idea for a game jam is not something that Kiwi Jam owns the rights to. It's tons of locations all over the world are constantly doing game jams. A lot of them are online. It's really popular to see, you know, 2-3 week game development sort of jams on the internet. But there's also lots in person all over the world.
At this stage, how many cities across the Motu are running Kiwi Jam?
This year is the first year that we've got Whangarei joining us, which is awesome. There's Auckland, there's Wellington, there's Christchurch, Dunedin, and I think that's it for New Zealand. We've also had Invercargill in the past and maybe Hamilton. I think it's 5 this year.
For people who are kind of like, oh, that sounds interesting, I wonder what I would actually be doing. What would a general, like, what are the general to-do lists of a Kiwi Jam? What do people actually go through whilst participating?
Yeah, so it's the full game development cycle crunched down into 48 hours. On Friday night, we'll all be catching up, sharing ideas, sharing some pizza, and forming our teams. A lot of people come to Kiwi Jam and don't have a team, don't know anyone else attending, and that's totally cool. We help everyone form teams on Friday night, and then basically all of Saturday is just making your game. That's when you're probably going to be the most productive. That's when you're going to be coming up with all of these cool ideas and building something out. And hopefully by the end of Saturday, you've got something that's almost finished, sort of, maybe a little bit prototypey. And then through Sunday, you're refining that, polishing it, fixing last minute crashes where you find out that, you know, if you're making a board game, maybe the board snaps in half, or if you're doing a computer game, there's some game-breaking glitch. Yeah, that's Sunday. So really, you're doing the full cycle of game development in 2 days.
Yeah, and I mean, it's crazy because game development is such a notoriously labor- and time-intensive process that, like, I mean, even things like the 48-hour film competition that we also have in Aotearoa, just like those things where it's just putting together a short film is, like, an insane feat. The idea of doing that for a video game, like, how do people manage to get through all that?
Yeah, I think it sounds really intense. And definitely if you go in with the expectation that you're going to make a full game, you're probably going to find it a really stressful experience. Generally, we recommend people come and do something a little bit experimental. It's not going to be fully finished. You're probably not going to look at the end product and be like, oh yeah, I could publish that right now. And I think if you go in with that attitude, it's a little bit more approachable. I think you'd be surprised at how much you can do if you sit down with a team of really clever, talented people and just make something for a weekend.
Thinking about previous years of KiwiGem, what have some of your favorite products of these 48 hours been in the past?
I'm going to be a little bit biased and say my little brother, who usually comes from Whangarei and participates in our event, always brings tasers to KiwiGem. And I think that's fantastic. I think any game that involves a taser is a total win for me. We've also seen VR games where you have to scream to shoot bullets, which is just visceral hearing that from the corner of the room. I've seen a fantastic, last year, one of my favorite games, Hayden, who runs the used to run the Unleashed Space, made this two-player maze solving game where a big laser projected onto one wall the solution to the maze, and then the other person was exploring it on a computer, playing in first person. I thought that was a really cool use of mixed media, multiple technologies.
Yeah, all those ideas are fucking incredible. And I mean, for people who want to get involved that I guess don't really have any game development experience or anything like that, but just want to see how they can kind of learn and find roles for them, do you think that it's a good environment for them to do that?
Yeah, I think even if you're not interested in, you know, making a computer game, or you don't necessarily have the experience to make a physical board or card game, it's really, really interesting to explore game design, what makes things fun. And it's definitely helped to build my appreciation for the games that I play. Like, what makes me tick? What makes these games interesting? And if you are interested in kind of exploring that a little bit, these can be a really good opportunity to, you just take an existing game. I think we took chess once and we just modified it again and again, try to like turn it into something else. That's a really interesting way to just explore game design.
Yeah, and I mean, we were talking about this before in the sense of sort of the impact that KiwiGem and things like this has on the Kiwi games industry as a whole, which is pretty much growing by the year. Have you kind of seen any major impact of this event on the community at large?
That's a really good question. Definitely, I feel like I've seen, so the New Zealand Game Developers Association, NZGDA, is sort of vaguely involved with KiwiGem, and I've only seen them grow since I started hosting KiwiGem in 2019. I think fairly regularly we'll have a team, you know, it's happened before where a team doesn't submit their game at the end because they're like, oh, this is actually really fun, I want to do something with this. The New Zealand kind of game development environment is built off the back of a really fantastic community, and there's all sorts of stuff happening in Auckland with that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's also great because the government has definitely started to go towards supporting games as a form of the arts and technology, which is a really nice way to see both of those things come together through this medium. And it's interesting because it is taking place around the country when I remember a note that they made within their funding of the past couple of years has been pointing out how game development in Aotearoa is quite accumulated in specific areas like Otapoti Dunedin or Ototahi Christchurch. Is that sort of part of the reason that you've been bringing it to other areas like Whangarei and like Auckland and stuff like that?
Yeah, actually, I think the story of how that happened is kind of funny. Ben always talks about how one year they were just running KiwiGem in Auckland about an hour or two before they were going to announce the theme. Tweets started occurring from, I think it was Hamilton and maybe Wellington, of like other locations that had also set up that also wanted to do KiwiGem. And I think that speaks to how, yeah, there's hubs of game development communities in, I think, every major city in New Zealand. And I think the vibe is a little bit different between each of them. I know for sure that there's a really vibrant community in Christchurch and in Wellington.
What would you say to people who want to get involved? How would you encourage them?
Yeah, do it. Just give it a go. Tonight, we are doing Kiwi Jam. You can register online now. It's not too late. But there are tons of game jams happening all through the year, online, in person. I know there's at least one other in New Zealand. And just give it a shot. In the end, it's just one weekend. And it's totally worth giving a chance to see if it's something that you like.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming onto the show, Zach. I'm super excited to see what weird and amazing games come out of these 48 hours.
Yeah, me too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.